Welcome back inside the Olson Towing Press Box here at Premier Home Mortgage Ice in Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Minetti alongside you in the broadcast booth, bringing you your Bud Light first intermission report, which see your Rapid City Rush player in their first ever morning home game, a school day game against the Utah Grizzlies to kick off their final three head-to-head matchups of the regular season. Before we go ahead and take a look at the Dave Davis Agency out-of-town scoreboard, not that anybody else in the league's playing right now, as well as a complete statistical recap of the previous 20 minutes of play, let's sit down with Rush defenseman Jeff Fortman. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. Great to have you with us this morning. And I was telling Coach Tatro on the pregame show that I had to get used to saying this morning because this is so out of routine. But what's it like getting ready for a morning game today?
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's very different. Definitely weird. It feels like practice getting up in the morning and going straight to the rink. But once we got here, you know, everything kind of clicks into focus and starts feeling more like a game. So it's definitely different, but we're excited to get going.
I talked with Coach this morning about his experiences playing in morning games throughout his entire career, and he said he had played about a half a dozen of them, which is quite a lot over the course of 15 seasons. Did he share anything with you guys in the locker room, either in practice or maybe in conversations afterwards, about how to try and prepare for a game that's completely out of the routine?
Well, he spoke to it a bit, and I think, the advice is pretty simple. It's just you got to be the team that's ready to go. You know, you can't get caught sleeping. So we know what we need to do. We know we just need to focus in. I think a lot of guys have played in morning games here or there. I know I've played in a couple myself in the last year. And as long as you get focused in the locker room and get your legs moving and warm-ups, you know, you'll be fine. You just you can't get too caught up in the morning thing, you know. So I think we're in the right mindset right now. Hopefully we come out flying.
And obviously the Rush are doing this morning game as a school day game, benefiting all the local schools in the area. 4,700 students between second and fourth grade are going to be here in the arena, so it's going to be loud and electric. We're over capacity, sold out. What's it mean to you to play in an atmosphere that is just that jam-packed?
It's awesome. It's definitely a unique opportunity, and, we're all really excited about that. Haven't played in a couple games like this. I know that the kids definitely bring the noise. I know it's going to be loud. I know it's not going to be a typical crowd because they don't all know exactly what to cheer for, but you know they're going to be cheering most of the game. So it's a very unique atmosphere that we're very much looking forward to playing in front of.
With this being an education day game, a lot of our game operations and a lot of our community appearances and experiences have been promoting schools and education. And obviously education played a very important part in your life. You're a college athlete, got a math degree from Canisius. What has education meant to you, not even just as a person, but also as a hockey player too?
Yeah, it's definitely affected my entire career and been my main focus my entire life. My parents instilled that in me that school is very important, that you can't really get anywhere in life without it, and hockey has kind of followed school, and that's what been part of my life all the way growing up. And to play in college was an awesome opportunity and fun for the fun experiences in college and for the hockey, but obviously school is a priority all the time, and definitely getting a degree and moving on with that was a huge accomplishment, and so it means a lot to me, definitely. And a lot of the guys, including myself, have been with these kids reading books to them and stuff the last week and getting to know them a little bit. So knowing they're coming excited on a field trip today to come play, to come watch us play, is pretty cool.
And like I said, you got a degree in math, which as a college athlete, I don't know what possessed you to do that. You're going to have to tell us here in a little bit. But and you also maintained a heck of a grade point average too. How did you balance the life of hockey and being a student at that high level as well?
Well, it's definitely a habit that I've built up through the years, knowing that I needed to do well in school in order to do well in hockey. That's something that I've always prided myself in. So, I think I've always found math to be one of my favorite subjects, and it kind of comes easy to me. I've found that you either love it or hate it, and so luckily for me, I love math, and it's something I'm passionate about. So it takes a little bit of practice and a little bit of focus to really get that routine down, but that's what college is all about, teaching you not just about school and about sports, but about balancing the both of them, and learning those life skills of of doing both, and I was able to do that and enjoyed it all the way.
Let's talk about the road trip that you just came off of. 6 games, 10 nights, 5 different cities, a 2-week marathon, and the team ended up going 2-4 in the 6 games. How did you handle the grind of being away from home a full 2 weeks and then basically jumping city to city like that?
Yeah, that was something I had never experienced, and definitely it was, I think it took a toll on everyone, no doubt. It's inevitable that it does, but you know, even though we ended the road trip with some losses, you know, we were playing good hockey at the end. We finished with a tough team in Fort Wayne that is up there, one of the top teams in the league, no doubt. So to play well against them, you know, it wasn't easy at times. You know, you get a little sick of each other, but I think we have pretty good team chemistry in the room and enough to keep going and pushing through. You gotta really stay focused. You have to appreciate the little things. You have to definitely pay attention to details, because when you don't, the long road trip catches up with you. So I think we did a good job of that, and hopefully we can get back to winning ways today.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time this morning. Best of luck out there on the ice today.
Yeah, glad to be with you. Thanks.
That'll do it for Jeff Fortman, folks. We'll take another quick breather. When we come back, it's a look at the Dave Davis Agency out-of-town scoreboard, even though we're the only game in action in the ECHL, as well as a complete statistical recap of the last 20 minutes of play. Stick around. You're listening to the official station of Rush Nation, 100.3 The Fox.